Anansi, and Quanqua. Quanqua was a very clever fellow, and he had a large house full of all sorts of meat. But you must know he had a way of saying quan, qua, how, what, when anyone asked him anything, so they called him Quanqua. One day when he was out, he met Atukama, Anansi's wife, who was going along driving an ox, but the ox would not walk, so Atukama asked Quanqua to help her, and they got on pretty well till they came to a river when the ox would not cross through the water. Then Atukama called to Quanqua to drive the ox across, but all she could get out of him was quan qua, quan qua. At last she said, "Oh, you stupid fellow, you're no good. Stop here and mind the ox while I go and get help to drive him across." So off she went to fetch Anansi. As soon as Atukama was gone away, Quanqua killed the ox and hid it all away where Anansi should not see it. But first he cut off the tail, then he dug a hole near the riverside and stuck the tail partly in, leaving out the tip. When he saw Anansi coming, he caught hold of the tail, pretending to tug at it as if he were pulling the ox out of a hole. Anansi, seeing this, ran up as fast as he could, and tugging at the tail with all his might, fell over into the river. But he still had hold of the tail, and contrived to get across the water, when he called out to Quanqua, "You idle fellow, you couldn't take care of the ox, so you shan't have a bit of the tail," and then on he went. When he was gone quite out of sight, Quanqua took the ox home and made a very good dinner. Next day he went to Anansi's house and said Anansi must give him some of the tail, for he had got plenty of yams, but he had no meat. Then they agreed to cook their pot together. Quanqua was to put in white yams, and Anansi the tail, and red yams. When they came to put the yams in, Quanqua put in a great many white yams, but Anansi only put in one little red kush-kush yam. Quanqua asked him if that little yam would be enough. He said, "Oh, plenty, for I don't eat much." When the pot boiled, they uncovered it and sat down to eat their shares. But they couldn't find any white yams at all. The little red one had turned them all red. So Anansi claimed them all, and Quanqua was glad to take what Anansi would give him. Now when they had done eating, they said they would try which could bear heat best. So they heated two irons, and Anansi was to try first on Quanqua. But he made so many attempts that the iron got cold before he got near him. Then it was Quanqua's turn, and he pulled the iron out of the fire and poked it right down Anansi's throat.